Hunting for Pumpkins, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. At Swore Farms outside of Chubbuck, there's a chill in the air, and it's the first day of hunting. That is, pumpkin hunting. Here's Wendy Swore.
We've got about 15 acres of pumpkins with over 20,000 pumpkin plants, and there are so many nice, huge pumpkins out there.
Part of the hunt involves the tractor ride to the patch. Tom Brock and his son got up early in search of the perfect pumpkin.
That's fun. That's one time a year.
And obviously, great father-son activity, right?
Oh, yes. Good bonding time with the son. Too bad it's not a little nicer, but it's Idaho.
Michael Swore describes just how popular his farm is.
I think we have about 20,000 people come a year, run through the maze, and grab a pumpkin.
And pumpkin hunting is good at Swore Farm because there's a huge selection to choose from.
We've got Jarrondale squash, we've got Hubbard squash. I think we have 10 different varieties of pumpkins, from softball size up to about 75, 80 pounds.
And it takes a lot of muscle to pick some of those up.
The pickings are amazing right now. We've got the wagon rides out to the pumpkin patch, and they can take a little wagon out there and get whatever pumpkins they want and then get a ride back over here.
Swore Farm's busiest season is post-harvest in the form of agritourism. And for tens of thousands of people outside of Chubbuck, the chance to find pumpkins and visit a farm during the harvest season, the Swores found another way to make harvest pay. Ag Information Network of the West.